proclamation number 6513 dated the March 30th, 1956. Atonement of guilt through Jesus Christ. Taking humanity's suffering upon myself was indescribably difficult. There was not one bad deed which did not have to have an effect on people, and you would have had to suffer immeasurably if you yourselves had had to remove every sin weighing heavily on you. The sin of the former rebellion against God was so immense by itself that you would have been unable to atone for it, neither in your constrained nor in the human state. For this reason I took all your guilt upon myself. I collected the result of every evil deed and burdened my human body with it, which then atoned for your guilt by suffering an extremely painful death on the cross. I was moved by my love to help you. And all the spirits of light, all first created entities who remained loyal to me, were filled by the same love for you. Love, however, will never let anything go astray. Love will not leave anything in darkness, distress and agony. Love offered itself for the deliverance, for the redemption of the immense guilt. Love itself descended to earth in an entity filled with light and love. But the forthcoming events on earth had to take place in a human form. Love had to take on a human garment. I had to embody myself in the flesh and therefore took abode in the human being Jesus, who is nevertheless so pure and without sin that I was able to manifest myself in him. And this human being Jesus made amends for your guilt. Jesus the man took humanity's enormous burden of sin upon his shoulders and walked with it to the cross. Even if the inhuman suffering were described to you many times, you would be unable to comprehend its profundity because your nature's imperfection would prevent it. His suffering was incomparably severe, and he knew of this well in advance since he was filled by my spirit, because I myself had taken abode in him. Consequently, he knew everything. He knew about his mission as well as his crucifixion. His soul trembled and shook because he was a human being. And although the divinity he had achieved due to his love certainly gave him strength, it did not diminish the extent of suffering. A human being walked to the cross who wanted to suffer on behalf of his fellow human beings in order to help them. Because this human being knew about the immense suffering of those who were held captive in the abyss by my adversary, Jesus knew that a sacrifice had to be made in order to purchase the souls from this opponent. He knew that the immense guilt of sin had to be atoned for to satisfy the Father's justice, who could not admit any child burdened by guilt into the parental home. He wanted to return my children to me. He wanted to pay the purchase price for the souls. And since the guilt was enormous, the sacrifice also had to be exceptionally momentous. And for this reason Jesus the man knowingly accepted the suffering. For this reason he allowed what was done to him and what no other human being except him could have endured. He consciously walked the path to the cross and suffered indescribable torment which ultimately ended with the most painful death on the cross. You humans are still unable to appreciate the magnitude of this act of compassion, but you should always remember that he was completely innocent and suffered on behalf of you, who could never have returned to the Father from the abyss without his act of salvation. I myself was within Jesus the human being. He was full of love because he could never have done this task without it. However, I had to remain silent during the most painful hours of his path of suffering because a human being had to suffer and die, since the divinity within him could not suffer, but according to divine justice the divinity within him could not redeem any guilt without atonement either. One day you will be able to understand the full depth of what is still inconceivable to you, and then you, too, will be able to participate in this greatest act of mercy. Due to his human existence, Jesus the man lived in your realm and his soul, having descended from the kingdom of light, suffered terribly because it had looked into the deepest darkness and was besieged by the forces of hell. Thus Jesus the human being not only suffered physically but endured the most intense torments of soul, which increased his suffering a thousandfold. However, he brought you human salvation from sin and death. Amen.